My name is Eberhard Bodenschatz. I am a director at the Max Planck Institute for Dynamics and Self-Organization in Göttingen. So when I look at these paintings, they all are different. So let me start at the bottom left. So the bottom left shows me nature. It shows a mountain. It shows the very fine structure of nature all the way to the larger scales. You can see that nature is living on many, many different scales. The same is true for the picture above, which shows these beautiful cloud patterns of rising cumulus clouds that bring moisture from the bottom of the earth up into the sky, where they condense, where the cloud droplets are tiny, but at the same time, they generate a large structure with pillowing clouds that go up into the atmosphere. And so you can see very nicely this intricate structure of thermal turbulence intertwined with clouds of different color. The middle picture is very different. It basically shows a summer scene. The sun is blue. There is a tree that is broken, but you see the structure of nature. You see nature self-organizes itself just by the flux of energy. There's life, there's regrowth, there's leaves that are growing. Clearly, the colors are flowing from red to blue to green to yellow, back to green to blue to yellow. This picture is actually very much alive, although initially it looks very stationary and calm. On the right side, the picture is the one that I like best because I can see the turbulence in the ocean. I can see the turbulence of the waves. That turbulence is generated by the wind that causes a shear on the waves. There's little ripples. From little ripples, you get bigger ripples. From bigger ripples, you get waves. And finally, you have these very large waves the ship has to go through. You can also see that these waves, the breakage itself produces this very, very fine droplets, which is exactly the opposite. You go from large waves down to smaller scales to these very tiny droplets of this foamy white being pushed out from the ship. At the same time, you can see this pillowing cloud in the top left, which is the cause of the thick dark cloud, which we just can't see because it's so dense. In that case, we have air turbulence, which means that the scales don't go from the tiny to the large. They go from the large to the small, down to the scale where basically all the energy is so strongly damped that it just goes into heat. And so that picture depicts the whole wealth of turbulent flows from the so-called inverse cascade to the forward cascade. And at the same time, it shows life. It shows how humans are driving with a ship through that wind. And so it also shows the turbulence. And these people, they're anxious, but at the same time, confident. What connects all these four pictures? Well, they all depict nature. They all depict self-organized structures in nature. They all depict that energy is needed. The middle picture shows that the best. Things have to die for new things to grow. And all this is driven by energy from the sun.